Todd.
Wendy never calls me Todd. That's why it was so funny. And it felt so awkward for us. Because Wendy has like a laundry list of names, and Todd is not one of them.
Only when I really need his attention quick.
In this episode, Wendy and I are going to share wine on vacation, tell you about the start of the company, and answer audience questions. All right, welcome to the episode. You know, we're on vacation hanging out at Wendy's parents' house here in Michigan. Wendy is a Michigander.
Go blue.
Go blue. And
Todd, thanks for joining me. Thanks for coming to see your in-laws.
Yeah, Wendy's on the podcast. And this is how we keep our production cycle going while, so you don't ever have to miss out on the latest news. Let's give people an update on, you know, how we got started, because the story's actually kind of remarkable. There's some difficult times at the beginning. And will you tell the story with me?
Oh, sure.
All right. So in 2010, we started to see that bandwidth, that we were waiting for, is bandwidth to go through the roof. And bandwidth went from a drip to a fountain. And before we knew it, every one of our devices had gobs and gobs of bandwidth. And we realized that was the time to start our own video marketing agency. So we basically were taking a leap of faith. We didn't know if it was going to work, but what we did know is that video was a much more persuasive tool than text. And we all grew up being educated with text, but it doesn't work. People don't want to read. So we recognized that there was it's a big business tool, and we were just on the early stages of it. And so within 6 months of starting, Wendy walked into the room and said, "Hey, dude, you need to get a job, like, today." Right?
Well, your Costco dollar can only go so far.
Yeah, we didn't get any revenue for 6 months. And so Wendy was like, "You got to go get a job." So I went down and met with Arnie Ken of Vertical Measures. And while I was there, Arnie offered me a job, and Arnie's going to be coming up on a podcast episode, so I'll spare you the details, but we're scheduling it right now. Arnie is one of the world's leading SEO content marketing guys, and he hired me on the spot, and I said, "Arnie, I need like 24 or 48 hours. Well, I'll share the rest of the story when Arnie comes on, because it's a cute story, and I think you'll appreciate it. And in that 24 or 48 hours, we got three verbals from three clients I had been working for a long time. And then the next 5 months it took for us to go through legal and to clear up legal with each of those companies. And roughly, I think it was December 29th, our first checks came in, and we went for almost a whole calendar year, 11 months without any revenue. And before we knew it, we had to start hiring people
and having them work at the dining room table. And
because we started out of our house.
Right.
So Wendy would make lunch every day. She was the gluten-free chef.
I'd be on my work break from my job and then go home, make lunch for all of us, and then find time to color my hair and do the things you do at your home when no one's there.
Right.
And the home started getting a little more crowded, and we decided things are moving in the direction they need to. Let's start looking for an office.
Yeah, once we got three employees, she kicked us out, and we went and found an office. And really, it's been full steam ahead ever since. Of course, like any other venture, ups and downs along the way, lots of learning experiences, but all those clients are still with us, and we're breaking away to find a little bit of vino and some R&R on vacation time.
Here in Michigan.
That's right. And of course, we're drinking California in Michigan. That's a whole different story.
Well, he's from California, I'm from Michigan. Might as well merge both the states.
Right. So here's what you should know. This last week, I spoke at the American Marketing Association. I keynoted their event and was talking about attention span and how businesses need to be hacking attention span in order to convince and convert at faster rates. And here are the questions that came up during that speech.
So Todd, how long does a video take to make?
Yeah, it's a great question. Somebody asked that, I remember, and we usually get calls from our clients 3 weeks before. It's not enough time. You need more than 3 weeks. And what we've discovered is videos typically take 6 to 8 weeks, but that's an average. So if you're looking to get a video project and it's not identical to what you've had us do in the past, or let's say maybe there's multiple locations or some greater complexity, like you're going to be doing some animation involved in it, then I recommend starting 12 weeks out. Put the video people on your calendar 12 weeks out. Get in touch with them. They'll have a better idea of how long it's going to take. One of the biggest mistakes that companies make when they're looking for people like us is they say, oh, well, that's going to be easy. And then they shorten the time that they allow it to take. But just like a plane on a runway, every plane takes different amounts of time to take off. So reach out 12 weeks in advance. Talk about your project. Start scheduling. People have vacations all the time, graduations and weddings. And often the people you want to put on camera have busy schedules. So make sure 12 weeks out, you'll get yourself in proper position to create a really great video. And the videos that are rushed, the company that hires us, they rush the script. They rush the visuals. Take more time and allow that video to be great. That's my recommendation, 12 weeks.
Super, thanks for that. So if I'm looking at other companies and I want to make the best decision based on price and value,
yeah,
how can I successfully know who I'm going for and working with the right video creators? And how do I know that the price is the price that I need based on all that's being offered?
A smart question. It comes up everywhere. There are historically three types of video creators. And when people are shopping for a video, what they're really doing is they're like, who do I know that owns a camera? Like, that's generally the way it gets started.
Right. We all own cameras.
Right. And the problem is, as Wendy got it, everybody owns a camera nowadays. So who owns a camera isn't as valuable as what your goals are. I want your videos to be goal-centric. So instead of thinking about price might be the worst example, and I'll get to that in a moment. So there are three types of video creators. There's kid with camera, which could be like your nephew or my niece and nephew.
Or you.
Or me, but I'm not a kid with camera. Back in the day,
I was
a kid with camera, right? That's anybody who's got a camera. You've got a wedding videographer because, oh, they did such a good job with Jenny's wedding video. And the third one is a television production company, right? They specialize in television. Those are the three historical options. All of them are horrible choices today because what you really want and what your company craves is not a video. Like, people, when they approach us, they may say, hey, Wendy, we need a video. Can you find time for us to sit down and talk about your video needs? But they don't need a video. What they need are results from a video. They need ROI, revenue generated from it. And that's why kid with camera or wedding videographer or television production people are the wrong people, because they don't know how to create a video that pulls people, a target audience, online through a buyer's journey. That takes digital savvy. That takes a digital marketer. That takes people that live in the digital space. Of the three that I mentioned, kid with camera, wedding videographer, or television production company, who has the most online experience? You hear me say this all the time. You probably know. It's the kid with camera, because he's crushing Minecraft all day, right? But the wedding videographer, they don't work online. And the television production guy, he doesn't work online. So the one who can best guide you on how to use the internet is that 8-year-old kid that's playing with his Amazon tablet. There's a camera in there. That's the wrong choice also. You need to be looking for a non-historical approach, which is the digital marketing agency that specializes in video for sales conversion, which is what we created, right? So when you're looking for somebody to create your video, look for somebody that creates results online. And Wendy and I and the team at Wirebuzz created a 5-part video series. It's not as long as Roots, okay? It's actually quite short. Some videos are 5 minutes, 11 minutes, somewhere in between there. But as you watch these 5 videos, what you're ultimately going to get is you're going to discover our secrets to using video to guarantee that you generate ROI, a return on investment. And if you want to get access to that 5-part mini course, all you have to do is go to wirebuzz.com/ROI. It's just that simple. Enter your email. We'll send you the videos. You can learn at your own time. But by the end of it, you'll have a much better idea who you're supposed to hire and how you establish the right goals to generate revenue off of that investment.
Super. I know the viewers were asking about LinkedIn and some video upload.
Yeah, it's cool. All right, so let me take a little break. Let's have a little sip of wine because we are on vacation, right? You got a much bigger sip than me.
It's fine. I'm more on vacation than you. You got to do more talking than I do.
Right. So, there's big news out of LinkedIn, and I've been sharing it socially, but if you haven't heard that, LinkedIn provided a native upload function on mobile devices and also your desktop or your browser that would be in your laptop. That means that you, when I say native, that means that you upload directly into LinkedIn. Now, we watch this historically. Facebook originally provided the second most dominant native upload function after YouTube. And the way that Facebook incentivized people to use their tool instead of using YouTube is they provided advanced views. So if you used Facebook's native upload, you would have gotten almost 300% more views than if you would have taken that video off of YouTube, which we all did historically, and then embedded it on or linked it onto Facebook. Well, LinkedIn just rolled out the same function, native upload inside of LinkedIn, and they're going to be incentivizing you to use this new tool, which means early adopters, people like us and like you, need to jump on this early if you want to get the big advantage. We uploaded videos. We were tipped off by my friends at LinkedIn that this was coming down the pipe. So I already created 2 videos, a part 1 and a part 2, on how to use the LinkedIn native upload tool to generate revenue, right? Because that's where the rubber meets the road with our agency. But the day that it rolled out, I had my phone in front of me and I didn't have access to the videos that we created because I had to move them from my laptop to my phone. So I handheld and I filmed an update and shared with people, and that went crazy viral. And I think more people, I know this for sure now, more people that are not in, that don't know me, people that aren't in my first circle, but are in my second circle that are related to people that know me, saw it, which meant that LinkedIn did what it said it was going to do. It started marketing my videos for me, and that's your opportunity. My second largest audience out of marketers were CEOs from that video. And since then, I've uploaded a new video every day because early adopters are the ones that are going to get the largest, highest results because you're going to do it before it gets saturated, right? And so what I saw out of that was my traffic to my LinkedIn profile went through the roof and the traffic to the website went up 20%. Jump on it early, use this new LinkedIn native upload tool to your advantage, and you'll see marketable results. Now there's a second part to this. Sorry, honey. Soon, very soon, they're gonna provide you, and they being LinkedIn, the back end tracking data so you know how long anybody is watching your videos, which means you can then see of all the people who's watching, let's say 80% and who's watching 20%. And the reason I want you to know this is the people that are watching the 80%, they're the ones that are going to buy. And when LinkedIn provides this function, it doesn't matter what it costs. It could be $20 a month or it could be $70 a month. You're going to close deals at faster rates. We did it the first time we started tracking on the back end our viewing data. we generated $350,000 in new revenue for the company. That is, and we've been doing it for 3 years, tracking data on the back end. That's going to be available to you on LinkedIn if you use the native upload tool. And I believe you pay a little bit, do it, you'll generate revenue faster because covertly you're going to know who's really interested in you and who isn't.
Super. You made me think about the kid with camera because not so much with the LinkedIn, but when we were talking about the kid with camera, why wouldn't I just get a kid with camera? When do I choose a pro and when do I choose kid with camera?
Oh, yeah, that's a good question. All right, we're going to take a little hummus break.
Come back to kid with camera.
Right? It always goes back because that's one of the biggest mistakes people make. We wouldn't consider this a high-quality produced video.
This, what we're on right now?
Yeah, no, we wouldn't.
Like this beautiful backdrop and
wine
in the front?
No.
And this cute guy sitting next to me?
Right. That would be high-quality production. But the reason we wouldn't is there's two types of quality videos. Easiest way to look at it is perishable and non-perishable. A non-perishable video are videos that live on your most traffic pages on your website. They're non-perishable. They're not going to get old. Our non-perishable videos are 2 years old by now, all right? And they've got a longer shelf life. Those are the videos on the most traffic pages that 90% of your audience is going to look at. Those are the ones that you have to make sure are of high quality. The ones that are on that are like a blog post, a podcast episode, a social media post, those could be lower quality because really you're going to post them once, they're going to be water under the bridge, people are going to look at them, but a lower percentage are going to look at them. So get away, cut corners on your perishable videos, which are only going to post once and few people are going to see it, and then use your higher dollars for your larger production videos on your homepage, your About Us page, your product pages. All of those need to be high quality. Because Wendy, if they aren't, people will sniff out. They will notice and there'll be a disconnect between what your finished product looks like and what your quality of service is. There'll be a disconnect if you cut corners and you don't want to do that.
I'm enjoying this wine, honey. Thank you for pouring more wine. How's my mic?
Great.
Todd, someone in the room asked, what are the tips for outdoing my competitor?
You have to attention hack. Your competitors aren't there yet. Very few companies are. Attention spans are so short nowadays. You have to use video because it's so much more stimulating to pull people through a buyer's journey, hold their attention, convince and convert at faster rates. And most people aren't thinking defensively. They really aren't. The attention span of a prospect is being pulled to multiple locations. Text, these are just the digital ones. We've been trained to have ADHD because of text messaging, email, our phone that rings, a breaking news alert, somebody like your spouse that's going to send you an adorable emoji. Always thank you for doing that.
Oh, what about listening to iTunes radio or Spotify?
Yes. Everything is a digital interruption. So when you're sending people text, people don't read. They just don't, and they don't learn well from text. So think about how you can move them through your sales process faster. People are 144% more likely to buy after watching a product or a service video. Use that to your advantage, and you'll be surprised. Amazing things will happen. You'll be out-competing your competitor. You'll be selling at faster rates. And your business will be doing this. Whoop,
because I use video.
Because you use video. Right? It's just that easy.
That's pretty simple. Why skip over it?
Why skip over it? Right, I know. So on behalf of Wendy and me.
Todd.
That's right. We're going to keep drinking some wine right here on the patio, enjoying Michigan. It's beautiful color green, which back home in Arizona, we don't get a whole lot of green.
It's all dirty brown.
It is all dirty brown.
But have yourself a great day. Thanks for tuning in. Bye for now.
Bye for now. And thanks for coming along on our vacation. Peace.